And welcome to another Mysterious Mini, the weekly minisode where we tell you all about new book releases and events happening in-store and online. I'm your host, Becca.
And I'm Gary.
And Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. I am so... Becca, when I saw that we had a minisode recording on the schedule, I was so excited to be
Gary
like...
Gary put his hands together like a cute little like...
You know what's funny?
And was like, tee-hee-hee.
I'm not on camera right now, and I literally was doing that.
Like, oh my God.
Have my hands together. Like, I cannot tell you how excited I am to be back to doing this. Like, I've missed just like recording with you on a regular basis and like having conversations. So I'm glad we could do this again. I don't know what the 2022 schedule looks like yet, but we'll figure that out in the next few weeks, I'm sure.
That's next week us's problem.
Yeah, exactly. Future us
week,
can deal with
we're
it.
Not even worried about it.
No, we're just doing a mini-sode. This is so chill.
Yeah.
Just a mini-sode.
And I'm not stalling because I forgot to open the events calendar.
It's fine. I have it up. Do you want me to do the first one?
Yeah.
First event is going to be today, Tuesday, January 11th. It's January 11th. Tuesday, January 11th, Alifair Burke is going to be discussing her new book, Find Me. We are partnering with Politics and Prose for this event. So purchases will get a private Zoom link to watch it that we're going to be sending out. I don't know if it's going to be day of or if it's going to be sent out when we... Yeah, it's going to be sent out at noon on the day of the event. The event's at 4:30 Pacific time. And Alifair Book talking about her brand new book, Find Me, which also came out today.
And then also today, later on tonight at 7 o'clock, we have a virtual event with Su Lin Tan. It is for, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
It is for Daughter of the Moon Goddess, the first novel in the Celestial Kingdom series. So, like, it says Celestial Kingdom number one, so we know we're already getting multiple books.
Yeah.
And when you get it, while supplies last, we are doing a giveaway with this gorgeous piece of art.
Yeah.
Illustrated by the artist's username is ARZ28. Go check them out, I assume, on Instagram. Like, this, I've seen the print in person.
It's
and it
incredible.
Is absolutely breathtaking.
Uh-huh.
And so is this book. Like, it is on my pile to purchase. I'm incredibly excited. So, yeah, join us at 7 o'clock for that.
Yeah,
definitely. And if you aren't sure, like, about the event, I recommend, you know, getting a book and joining in if you have any interest in fantasy, in Chinese myth, stuff like that. Like,
I know at least two people at the bookstore have read it already and are both absolutely enamored with it. So
everyone went kind of feral when the book got announced.
Yeah.
And we saw the cover. We were like, huh?
Yeah. I have a copy that's been sitting on my TBR shelf that I have been meaning to get to.
You're not going to read it.
Well, so Kellyanne stole the one I had. And then I got a new one and I still haven't read it. And I feel really guilty about that.
Well, then I'm going to come steal it.
How dare you?
And clearly you can't wield the power.
On Thursday, Meg Long is going to be in conversation with Jaron J. Zhao, talking about her new book, Cold the Night, Fast the Wolves.
What an excellent title.
Yeah. Incredible. These books came in this week. We have quite a few that are still available. Very excited for this event. It's going to be just hosted on our Crowdcast. The link is going to be in the episode description for that, as always. Looks cool. I'm excited.
Yeah. I do want to say before I talk about the next event, just in case you haven't seen it on our website, our Saturday event on the 15th is canceled, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But not canceled, technically, are either of the, I believe we have two separate Dungeons & Dragons campaign meetings happening on Sunday.
Yeah, in my understanding,
both are
digital. They're virtual. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just for your safety, you know, this Omicron thing is terrifying.
It's been going around, like, I know people in my personal life.
I think I said it wrong, right? Is it Omicron?
I've said it is like Omicron. I don't actually know how you pronounce that O.
Yeah, David just messaged me Unicron because that's what I think of every
Unicron.
Well, you know what
Unicron is,
right?
Yes, I do know who Unicron is.
For those of you listening who are unfamiliar, Unicron is the villain of the original Transformers animated film and is a planet that eats other planets.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say spoilers because it's like from the 80s.
Yeah. So. Y'all are late.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, what are you doing?
So I think the DMs and management at the bookstore got together and talked about like how many people have been coming to the D&D campaigns. And honestly, like, we are thrilled that the number of people that are excited about Dungeons and Dragons are like showing up on these like bi-weekly campaigns. But it's gotten to the point where like maybe it's too big right now with 100%. The state things are. So we're much more comfortable like having these be a virtual thing where everyone is just like joining through the Discord. The Discord link is going to be also in the episode description. It's going to be on the Dungeons and Dragons event page. So just click on that.
I mean, I'm sure all of our listeners understand. I mean, with, I'm sure a lot of their jobs are also going through.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Weird up and down. Like, everyone's sort of like wondering, well, the government has abandoned us. So what should we do now?
Yeah, we just got to stick together and do the best we can to keep everybody safe, I think, at this point.
And while you are at home being safe, we have a ton of new releases
this week to tell you about
that you can read.
So many. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Sure. I'm going to give a little shout out to one of my partner's comics that is coming out
this week.
We will not have it in store because we do not carry single issue. However, I welcome you and encourage you to visit any of the many local comic shops. We will include a link below to our sister store.
Well, yeah.
Not officially sister store.
We see them that way, though.
But to our sister store so that you can go purchase there. But the fourth issue of Transformers Wreckers Tread and Circuits is coming out, written by my partner, David Marriott. Art by our good friend, Jack Lawrence, who is like the most charming British man and gives the best hugs.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, he's an angel. Like, look up a picture of him if you're listening to this right now. He's so sweet. You can tell by the look on his face.
That's the best.
There are three variant covers. There is one by Jack, one by Transformers artist Josh Burcham, and then another one by good friend of ours and another Transformers artist, Sarah Petra DeRocher.
Okay.
I have a soft, friend of mine and David's.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't know Sarah, I don't
think so.
If you're listening to this and you like Transformers, you know that Sarah Petra DeRocher is an angel.
That's awesome.
So yeah, go pick that up. That's my first little shout out.
Go pick that up. First one I'm going to shout out is one that I still don't actually know a whole heck of a lot about, but this book came in yesterday. For next week, it's called Ain't Burned All the Bright, written by Jason Reynolds with illustrations by Jason Griffin. It is a book that these two friends like collaborated on. It's a 300-page book that consists of 10 sentences. And
that's
is
beautiful.
Here's how the it's yeah, it's this really beautiful like art piece, right? Like Jason wrote these really long run-on just sort of like expression pieces that is fully illustrated by Jason. They're each page has a bit of text on it, but it isn't like a full run-on thing.
Okay. I love that because, and I know I'm biased saying this as an illustrator and as the comic artist in the half of comic
creation, definitely.
But in my opinion, the art is like 90% of it, right?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. And I just want to read, I'm not going to read the whole like back of the book thing, but I want to read this bit of the description that explains like what this sort of is. And it is described as a contemplation manifesto, fierce, vulnerable, gorgeous, terrifying, what is wrong with humans, hope-filled, hopeful, searing, eye-poppingly illustrated, tender, heartbreaking. How the heck did they come up with this project?
That's how I describe Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, and it sounds incredible, and I want to read this. I want to read this so bad. It came in, and I was like, this has non-linear narrative in a way that I really appreciate in books. I've been really on a mission to read more stuff that is, like, not just traditional, like, left, round, top,
I'm sure,
to bottom.
I'm certain I've asked you about this because we've talked about it before, but have you read Slaughterhouse-Five?
I haven't.
Dude, it's all about non-linear storytelling. Like, that's the cool. whole thing is about that. Like, it jumps yeah. back and forth between timelines, like page to page, sometimes paragraph to paragraph.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And also, I like the things that aren't constructed, like the actual word formatting on the page is unique and not your like standard prose.
Absolutely.
I like fiction that requires a little bit of work.
Yeah.
And like, this sounds fascinating. Yeah. 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 So I've heard really good things about this book so far. I'm looking forward to picking it up. I think I have a copy of my pile right now.
Man, I don't know if I want to follow it up with another like equally crazy book or if I want to like follow it up with my romance book.
Either one. Doesn't matter. Go for it.
I'm going to go for it. Also out, not... Oh, wait, no, yes, today, excuse me, today, is the 11th volume of Sweat and Soap by Kintetsu Yamada.
Nice.
I think this is the last one.
Oh.
I'm not going to look at the description because I don't want to be spoiled, but they're in wedding attire on the cover. Like, it's obvious that, like, they're getting married in this volume.
Amazing.
They're not hiding that, but I believe that this is the last volume that we've been waiting on to come out in the States.
That's awesome.
Because the anniversary box, I mean, not the anniversary, but the box set for it was announced during Comic-Con.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I would say if you guys haven't read the story at all, I really recommend it. I'm working very hard to get volumes in store, but if you can't wait for a volume to show up physically, you can always back order it with us and join me in the frantic, panicking wait.
Fair. Yes. Sorry, I got distracted by my next book. I apologize. Go on.
It's fine. No, it's fine. I don't have anything else to say.
Fair. Good. All right. So I realized something as I was reading the description for this book. I put this book on my list because... this next book I'm going to talk about that comes out today is Northwind by Gary Paulsen. And Gary Paulsen, for people who don't know, wrote Hatchet, which was like, in my opinion, felt like a book that was like incredibly big when I was a child. And Gary Paulsen passed away last year. So this is his last book.
Wait.
Yes.
Like the Hatchet book.
The
right?
Hatchet.
Like the boy on the
yes.
cover.
Hatchet.
Oh my God, I remember reading that in school and being like, I don't think that we're like old enough to read this.
Yeah, it was the first sort of thing because like, right, Hatchet is about like their plane goes down and his father dies and he has to figure out how to survive in the wilderness on his own.
Do you know where I read this?
Where did you read? No, please tell me.
I was going to school in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico, where my parents had bought and like now have 10 acres of land.
Okay.
And I was like 9 years old. Like, no, I think I was like 10 years old at that point. And like, we got the book in like the honors, like English class thing I was in.
Yeah.
And nothing is more terrifying than like sitting on a stump in the middle of wilderness and like reading a book
yeah.
about a kid only uh-huh. a little older than you, like having a meltdown because he is also like going to die in the wilderness. I was like, we're going to die out here.
Yeah. I remember being something that I read like multiple times when I was in, I don't know, like fifth grade or something.
That makes sense.
And this is, you know, Gary Paulsen passed away last year, tragically. And this is his last novel.
Wait, tragically, did he not? Like naturally?
I mean, I don't know. Sorry. I mean, tragically, like it's a tragedy that he has died.
I don't want to say that it's not a tragedy.
I actually don't know how he died.
You just scared me.
I could look it up.
It's okay.
Wait, now I'm curious. I'm not going to look this up. This isn't important. Anyway, that's my last one, Northwind, that comes out today.
I have two more I would like to give a quick shout out to.
Yeah, no, go for it.
The first being today the second book in the House of L graphic novel adaptation is finally out. It's House of L book 2, The Enemy Delusion. Claudia Gray is writing it, and Eric Zawadzki is illustrating. I believe Claudia wrote the first one as well. Yeah, they're back from the first book. So same team.
That's cool.
Same energy. I really recommend checking it out because I'm a huge fan of all of the like DC YA stuff that's been coming out. Like, I try to keep it really stocked because I think it is some of the best and most accessible comic work from them in like my entire life.
Basically. Yeah, that's awesome. I love Claudia Gray also, so I'm gonna have to pick these up.
That's the other cool thing too, right? Which is like with these YA ones, they're bringing in a lot of like people that, while they've done like they might have done other comic work, but like you wouldn't necessarily like Sarah Kuhn did Shadow of the Batgirl. That's not it. While Sarah writes comics, I don't think that a lot of her fan base necessarily goes to the comic section looking for her. Right?
Like I haven't read a lot of Claudia's stuff outside of the Star Wars canon, but her new book Fallen Star that just came out last week, which is the newest High Republic adult novel, has been fantastic so far. And I really appreciate like what she does as a writer and like how internal she can get with her characters.
She has incredible depth.
It's so good. They're so good. And so, like, I'm definitely gonna have to pick these books up.
Good. Do it.
I'm gonna do it too,
listener. And before we finish up this New Year's episode, this introductory to the year minisode, I also want to give a shout out to the fifth. Oh my god! Yeah. No, I'll mention that at the end. David wrote on like a piece of paper and like held it in my face like the fifth volume of Soul Eater, the perfect edition, the new print of it with better translations and scans by the author Atsushi Okubo is out today.
Nice.
And while we are not up to that in store, we do have the first volume of Soul Eater, the perfect edition, in store for you to start the collection if you haven't already.
Hell yeah.
And we also have the spin-off series, the sister series, Soul Eater Not.
Oh.
Okay. And it's like, it's a fun, I haven't started reading it yet. It's in my manga pile, but it's more lighthearted and comedic, I've heard, which is interesting to me. And I could be wrong, but I've heard it's like more comedic and like less traumatizing than regular Soul Eater is.
Gotcha. I did read like quite a bit of Soul Eater.
I love it. And it's been coming back. It's been getting its second wind. Like,
that's awesome. I should pick that back up. It's been a long time.
Shout out to the TikTok cosplay kids that have all been cosplaying Soul Eater characters.
That's awesome. I love that.
It has been so much fun.
That's great.
All right. I think that we are
done. I think that's it. What are you reading right now?
Because I finished up with school, and I'm just waiting to hear back on if I graduate or not, or if they're going to be like, no, you need to do blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I finally have started, reading book again. And so I am reading my way through,
That sounds familiar.
Is that the third one?
I don't know if it's the third one. I can look it up for you. By Helen Huang?
Yeah.
Kiss Quotient, Heart Principle, Bride Test. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I'm like...
No, Heart Principle is the third one.
The Heart Principle is the third one?
Yeah, because that one just came out in paperback in 2021. Bride Test came out in 2019.
Yes.
Kiss Quotient was 2018.
You. Okay. That makes sense. I am about 7 chapters into that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then I'm also frantically reading through Jujutsu Kaisen because I know that at some point...
I need to read that so bad now. We finished. Kellyanne and I were watching the anime together and we finished. And I need more.
Well, I deeply recommend at least reading Chapter Zero before the movie hits the States, because
okay,
Kellyanne,
yes, I will.
Michelle and I were talking, and like, we want to get everyone together to go see it.
That would be dope. I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that. That sounds great. Okay, I'm definitely going to have to pick those up.
Perfect.
I'm reading...
You don't have to pick it up. You can read it on the Shonen Jump app.
No, I know. Yes, you are correct.
Anyway.
I'm reading a bunch of stuff right now. I'm kind of like juggling a bunch. Reading Claudia Gray's High Republic Fallen Star, which is fantastic and is the first of the three High Republic novels that are going to be coming out over the next couple months. I believe there's a Daniel Jose Older one coming out next month. And then I think Justina Ireland's is the one that's out March 1st. Yeah. And I just really love the High Republic. And I think that that's the end of, this is the end of what they're calling Wave 1 of the High Republic, which is really promising, in my opinion, because I didn't realize that this was going to be a thing that was going to be ongoing for like a long time. And yeah, I've come to love these characters so much. And I have like done the work of like trying to keep up with all the different High Republic stuff that's been coming out. So I'm reading Fallen Star, and characters that I know from like the comic books are showing up, or characters that like were in that one young adult novel I liked last January are back in this one. And it's really thrilling to see it come together in this nice way. But also I'm very worried, because the back of the book says that Starlight Beacon will burn, and I think that that means something bad is gonna happen. But
yay,
it's the end of the phase, right? So we'll see. I am confident that the Jedi will overcome the Nihil threat, but
I'm so far, like, that is part of why I'm so excited to be done with school, because like I haven't gotten to pick up any of the High Republic stuff.
It's been so good.
I know, it's literally all you've been reading.
I know. All I've been reading. What else am I reading? I have a copy of Daughter of the Moon Goddess that is waiting for me, like I mentioned earlier. I also am... Oh my goodness, what else am I reading right now? I knew I had multiples, and I am blanking.
Sounds like you're not reading some.
Oh my gosh, no. I just downloaded the new James Rollins fantasy book.
Uh-huh.
I downloaded it. It is called Starless Crown. Starless Crown. I was able to get that from Ada White, so I got an advanced edition, even though the book just came out last week. So I'm going to start that. Michelle has been reading it and is obsessed with it and is giving me a lot of grief about it. So
you're such a jerk, Gary.
What did I do?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
what
did I do?
What aren't you reading, Gary?
I'm not reading Chainsaw Man, I apologize.
No, you don't have to take.
This the thing is, like, every time I open the Shonen Jump app and I add something new to the list of things I want to read, I'm like, oh, I need to read Chainsaw Man first, or Becca's gonna murder me. And I don't read anything.
It's fine. I'm glad that the guilt is eating away at you.
It really is.
I'm glad. You know who's reading it?
Oh, if you tell me Kellyanne has started it, yeah. You tell me.
Kellyanne is almost done.
Help! Oh my god.
It's only like 96 chapters.
Okay.
And they're like 16 pages.
Okay. That's only 1600 pages to read. That's not that bad.
And the anime is fast approaching, my dude.
Fair. Okay, I'm gonna get into it, I promise. It's gonna happen this year. That's another... I just have a bunch of resolutions that are piling on top of each other that I'm gonna...
Gary.
...collapse under the weight of, but...
Where can they find you on
Twitter? People can find me at TheGaryRoby on Twitter, if you want to follow me on Twitter. I do a bunch of other shows. If you are interested in baseball or know or care what it is, I do Infinite Cities Baseball for the Los Angeles Tacos. I also am running a Star Wars podcast called New Republic Archives over on duelinggenre.com if you want to check me out over there. I think the episode that's coming out this month is going to be about Dooku Jedi Lost, which is
nice.
You can pick up the script book Because unfortunately, again, this is one of those cases where it's an Audible exclusive thing if you want to listen to it. But the script book is out. It's written by Kevin Scott. It's about Count Dooku and his relationship with the Jedi Council and leaving the Jedi. It also is about his relationship with Asajj Ventress as his Padawan, which I find really fascinating. Or apprentice, I guess. But
I get it.
I'm looking forward to that. That is going to be our deep dive episode that comes out on the 20th of this month if people want to listen to that. So, yeah. Where can people find you? What are you up to?
You guys can find me at popculturepunk.com to check out my portfolio and keep up with all the junk that I'm doing art-wise. You can also find me on social media, mostly on Twitter and TikTok at Becca Bean, A-N. And then I'm a little active on Instagram, same username, Becca Bean, A-N, with underscore.
Nice.
And as always, you can find Mysterious Galaxy on all social media platforms at Miss Galaxy Book. Thank you so much to Austin Farmer for the use of our song, for the intro and outro music, Kill the Farm Boy off of his album Bookshelf Orchestra.
Shout outs to Austin Farmer, who just had a book come out, Phantom Circuit. Yes. This is the thing I was forgetting. This came out on January 1st. And my plan is to reach out to Austin and see if he wants to do an event with us or like come in and sign stock. I have had this conversation recently. Like, I messaged him about it not that long ago. So I think that's going to happen. But stay tuned for information about that, because Austin's just been a great guy that's been like a familiar face and a regular of this tour for a long time. So
absolutely, and we'll definitely bring him on.
Oh yeah, that would be great. We should do that. That would be fantastic. Yeah.
Right. What else? I guess that's it, guys. To stay up to date on events, new releases, and all other important info that we didn't necessarily share here, follow us on the social media platforms that we mentioned before, and we'll see you again soon in a galaxy.